Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to episode 5.5 of How Did This Get Made? It is a mini episode. I am Paul Scheer, and every week I'm joined by my friends, June Diane Raphael and Jason Mantzoukas, and we try to make sense of the movies that make no sense. From movies like Mac and Me all the way to Rush Hour 3, we are in. Now, before I can tell you our next movie, just a little bit of odds and ends from our previous episodes. Last episode, I was telling you that in Drive Angry, Nick Cage drove back to hell at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. So there you go. Anyway, when he's driving back at the end of the movie, you know, it was a triumphant end. He just beat this guy and, you know, this really just like a kick-ass movie. And then this terrible song played. I didn't know what it was, but one of you guys, Mike Powell, actually sent it to me on the Earwolf site. And I wanted to play it for you because it's just that bad. Take a listen.
It's been a hell of a ride. Destination still unknown. It's a fact of life. If you make one wrong move with a gun to your head, you'd better walk the line or you'll be left for dead.
I Am Still Alive by Meatloaf. How did I miss it? The worst way to end a movie. I mean, that is terrible to end that movie. Also, here's the thing I didn't realize. Season of the Witch, another one of the episodes that we did do, was nominated for a Nichols Fellowship Award for Best Screenplay. This is not a small award. This is the creme de la creme of screenplay awards. It won it a few years ago. So what happened? Someone get us the script of Season of the Witch that won the Nichols Fellowship Award because we have to see what went wrong. Also, big news this week, Burlesque came out on DVD. So for all those who complain that you didn't want to waste $12 to see it in the theater, now you can go rent it or, God forbid, buy at one. And then take a listen to that episode and see how this whole show began with our special guest, Nick Kroll. You can hear us talk about Cher's problem with close-ups, the benefits of buying airspace, and the gay heterosexual love interest. So there's a lot of fun stuff in there. Burlesque, episode one. Now, on to our next movie. This film has been requested so many times, we felt like we had to do it. It has a 2% on Rotten Tomatoes. Rita Kempley from The Washington Post says, a million monkeys with a million crayons would be hard-pressed in a million years to create anything as cretinous as this. That's right. I am talking about the Citizen Kane of bad movies. It won the Razzie for the worst movie of the decade. I am talking, of course, about the John Travolta sci-fi classic, Battlefield Earth. A movie that Elvis Mitchell of the New York Times said, it might be a little too early to make such judgments, but Battlefield Earth might turn out to be the worst movie of the century. A Plan 9 from Outer Space for a New Generation. People have called it, this is the best one. British critic Jonathan Ross said, everything about Battlefield Earth sucks. Everything. This movie, I saw it in the theater. It is... wow. I don't even know. It's kind of like part Star Wars and part fart. That's the only way I can kind of describe it. It's so bad that even the writer recently came out and wrote an editorial apologizing for the film. He's like, you know what? I know I messed up. Take me back. He had to change his name because he couldn't get hired in Hollywood after that movie. So are you saying, Paul, you're being too ridiculous? Of course this movie isn't that bad. Well, take a listen to some of the classic dialogue.
Attention! This is Terrell, your chief of security. Exterminate all man animals at will. And happy hunting!
Man animals! Oh, I cannot wait to watch that again and hear Travolta laugh. That is one of the prime things this character does. Just ha 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 ha. This weird British / Shakespearean accent. It is available on Netflix Instant. You can get it anywhere else too, but why pay for it if you have Netflix? And we want you to be part of the fun too. So for this episode, we figured we would do a little different contest. This movie has won more Razzies than any other film ever. It only lost one category in the year it came out, which was for Best Supporting Actor. Forest Whitaker narrowly escaped that. So since the Razzies cover actor, actress, screenplay, director, etc., I want you to come up with a new Razzie category that we can give the film an award for. So, worst use of dreadlocks in a film, or worst drinking glasses ever used to drink liquid. These are the kind of things, so be on the lookout and come up with what you think would be a good award. You can always mail us at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com or go onto our website at earwolf.com and just go into our show page. Or finally, just go to our Facebook page and write on the wall. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next Monday at midnight. That's the new schedule for the show. Mondays at midnight until we miss it. But that's what we're going to do. All right, enjoy.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.